WJTL, Stephen Curtis Chapman reminding us on the September 11th, God is God. Good morning to you. It's 7:04.
Well, Friday mornings from 9 to 11 and Saturdays from 7 to 9 p.m., Christy Lee walks you through the week's biggest songs on the WJTL's Top 25 Countdown, powered by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown. It's your front row seat to see what's new and what's next in Christian music. The Top 25 with Christy Lee, only on WJTL.
This morning, our friend Tyler Hoover is here. Tyler comes with Serve at Stage. Tyler, good morning to you.
Good morning, friend.
We always love having you here.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Takes all the stress off when I know you're coming, because you are so good at this.
You're too kind.
Yeah. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, I'm going to say good morning to my Uncle Dale, just because I know he generally listens. I almost always get a text after I'm on.
Isn't that sweet?
He's heard. Yeah. So good morning to Uncle Dale.
We just saw Uncle Dale at Kids Cookie Break. He drove our wagon, the tractor that drove our wagon around, and always love having him.
Isn't that Lancaster? I bring up my uncle, and you just happen to not only know him, but have seen him.
I have seen him recently.
Always Lancaster.
Yeah, always Lancaster. So tell us all about Serve at Stage.
Serve at Stage is a nonprofit theater company based here in Lancaster with a mission to make exceptional, uplifting theatrical experiences available and accessible to our community. And so we recognized years ago that often, whether it be physical limitations, folks can't get out to see theater, or financial limitations, it can just be so prohibitively expensive that we could overcome those things by taking our shows out into the community to meet people where they're at and offer all of our shows as pay what you will, so anyone can come and see them. And so we've been doing it now for about a dozen years and just continue to see incredible growth because the community has rallied around and engaged with it so much, and it's been so encouraging.
Yeah, so besides that, you're doing, you have regular things where you're training people, where you're meeting together with people during non-performance times as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, a huge educational wing, and really we're about building community around theater. Theater is the vehicle to get to care for people and kind of recognize where they're at and find out what their strengths are and see how we can plug them into this mission and work together on something to serve other people. That's really the heart of it. And then along the way, it's been so cool to see the people that that mission has brought. I mean, just the caliber of people we've been able to work with, veterans of years and years of experience, Broadway veterans, national tours who have come alongside and said, this is something really unique and special and I want to be a part of it. It's
been- and even a dozen years ago when you started it, the community wasn't where it's at now. I feel like our local area here has such a community of performers, theater people, tech people.
It's really an incredible, incredible blessing. And I mean, having grown up in the area, it's easy to kind of take it for granted. But I've spoken over the years to people who have, you know, done this as their career for years. They've toured the country. They've been all over. And they say there's not really many other places like it.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't expect it. Again, always Lancaster. I mean, we're looking at an Amish farm right now as we're talking. And that this be a hub of theater and the arts, and is just incredible to see that continue to grow.
And you have a big show that's coming up. Tell us about that.
We do. Our biggest show of the year. One of our biggest shows ever in a lot of respects. It's A Tale of Two Cities. So based on Dickens' novel, but it's the Broadway musical version of that, the musical adaptation. And we're at Warwick High School. We actually open tonight, and it's just an absolutely epic scale show. We've got a cast of 60 performers, more than 60 performers, but about 60 in each performance, a live 16-piece orchestra, which you just can't beat that.
No, you can't beat the live orchestra. I love that.
And just stunning costumes, an enormous set that a great community of volunteers have been pouring so much time into over this past month. And we just can't wait to share it with people.
So I suspect you had a tech night last night, a practice night.
It's been tech week all week. Yeah. So last night was actually our donor preview. So it was our final dress rehearsal, but with about 275 of our closest friends.
You look very wide-eyed and bushy-tailed for having been up as late as you probably were.
I'm acting.
yes,
good
you
answer.
Are. So we will talk more about Tale of Two Cities, but if folks want tickets for tonight and this weekend, they're available?
Absolutely. Tickets still available, servantstage.org, or give us a call. We're at 717-455-0255.
We'll talk more with Tyler coming up, so stick around. Music on the way, too. We've got Peter Burton, Dan Bremnes, and more.